houses. Prague's Divadlo na Zábradlí is known mainly for staging former President Havel's plays, but in the last couple of years it has also focused on producing English language plays. Thursday we'll see the premiere of a play acted in English with Czech subtitles on the theatre's main stage. The play, written by a young Polish author, Dorota Maslowska, has a rather complicated title. A couple of poor Polish-speaking Romanians, in English with Czech subtitles. Ruth Frankova went to see the final preparations.
Merry Christmas! I came to Poland to...
Jiří Mádl, a popular Czech actor, is rehearsing in English for Thursday's premiere of A Couple of Poor Polish-Speaking Romanians, a play set in contemporary Poland. Two young Poles, Gina and Pasha, have been to a party dressed as Romanians. Still high on drugs, they set on a hitchhiking ride through Poland, meeting an array of bizarre characters and revealing the prejudices and frustrations of their country. Director David Pima says the play should strike a chord with the Czech audience.
I think that the reason the theatre chose the play, because they feel Poland, Czech, Hungary, the ex-Soviet satellite countries, undergoing similar changes with younger people, older people. Because these young people were 3 or 4 years old when the revolution happened. So I think they chose it to see if they can connect to a younger audience and show that generation conflict, clash. So I think they chose it thinking of that. It doesn't have to be Poland, it could be anywhere else. And it doesn't have to be Romanians, it could be gypsies.
Even though there are Czech subtitles on the stage, Pima wanted to make sure that people who use English as a second language would understand as much as possible, and worked with the actors on slowing down the pace of their speech so it would be easier to follow. But why did the theatre choose to stage a Polish play in English when it was already translated into Czech? David Pima again.
I think the theatre in Zábradlí, they want to experiment, be innovative, take artistic risks, artistic chances, and try something new and different, instead of doing something more predictable or safe.
The cast of the play is truly international, with actors from the Czech Republic, Britain, America and Australia. So didn't the foreigners find it difficult to relate to a play set in a post-communist country? Nicole Grisko is a young actress from America.
I would say a little bit, as far as history of communism and being raised in that environment is difficult to understand for me, but I think there's always a difference between generations, that your older, your parents, your grandparents don't necessarily understand where you're coming from, why you listen to that music, why you dress or talk that certain way. So that part was good. The accents are difficult to pick up for an American.
A Couple of Poor Polish-Speaking Romanians in English with Czech subtitles will premiere on the main stage of Divadlo na Zábradlí on Thursday.
Ruth Frankova with that report.